How do you get more people excited about art? One way is to host a March Madness-style painting competition.
I think that brings something exciting and new to the art world. I mean, it just kind of gets the juices flowing. Not just the creative juices, but, you know, that competitive spirit.
From Interlochen Public Radio, this is The Green Room, where we talk about arts and culture in northern Michigan. I'm Dan Wanshura. It's just past 7 o'clock on a Friday night in January. About 50 people gather in the Higher Art Gallery in Traverse City for a Mark Makers Challenge.
For coming. I just want to explain real quick how this whole thing works.
That's Shani Brooke, the gallery owner, and she's organized a sort of painting tournament.
So there's three rounds, 20 minutes each. We have six painters to start. So at the end,
there's a common theme given to the artists each round. Tonight, the first theme is how do you see yourself in the world? After 20 minutes of painting, audience members vote for their favorite painting, with the top vote-getters advancing to the next round. After three rounds, only one painter is left standing.
After each round, the paintings will be set up here for you guys to view and look at, and we'll have a little silent auction for each painting, and you can take some of the work home that you're seeing being made here in front of you. 7:08, okay. Time begins now.
Shani Brooke moved from Florida to Traverse City about 9 years ago. She noticed the type of art she liked really wasn't around here. She sees a lot of what she calls loons and dunes, but little modern or contemporary art. Shani says that's because businesses cater to tourists and visitors.
I think they fall into this trap where they only carry things or show things that they feel that tourists will buy and want, which they seem to think is only cherry trees and like little tokens of up north that they can take back to Detroit or wherever they're from. And I just don't.
She says that type of art tends to be popular with an older crowd. And one of the ways she hopes to build a contemporary art scene in the area is to get young artists involved.
I've been speaking to a lot of young people in the community, and they do feel shut out. Or the places that do offer opportunities for them, they feel like the opportunities are too expensive for them, or that they're not pushing them to further creative boundaries.
And what better way to attract a younger crowd and to make something a competition? After the first couple of rounds of the Mark Makers Challenge, the competition is down to two painters. One is 19-year-old Maya James.
So you made it.
Yay! That's so exciting.
So you mentioned it kind of nerve-wracking. Have you ever performed or painted in front of people, like a crowd, before?
I play music, and I've been a spoken word artist for a while and an activist, so I've spoken to like the Unitarian Church about, you know, Black Lives Matter and stuff. But as far as painting goes, this is my first time painting in front of a crowd, and it's very different because it's usually not something I usually do. It's more of a hobby, you know?
Maya's paintings are abstract and modern. The other finalist is Adam Van Houten. He's a plein air painter. In every round tonight, he paints a landscape.
What do you think the attraction is for people about an art competition, a painting competition, where they can vote?
I think the attraction is people get to see it in the process, and that's part of why I like plein air painting, and I do a lot of that in the summer. So when people see me out painting, they're always coming up and saying, "Hey, what are you doing?" and looking at it. And it gets the art to be really visible instead of tucked away in a studio.
5 minutes.
Pat Bennett is an artist from the area. She came to the competition tonight because she's excited about what Higher Art Gallery brings to Traverse City.
And this has more like a Portland feel, Portland, Oregon.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I lived in Portland for a year. That's where I returned from. And it's just, you know, that anything goes. I mean, people dress differently, and that's okay, and it doesn't matter. You can wear your stocking cap or not. You can wear your bolero or whatever, you know. And I think that Travers is getting a little more of a twist with that rather than just being, I hate to use the word, but like hoity-toity pretentious.
At the end of the final round, the voting is tight, but Maya James' contemporary take on a human face beats Adam Van Houten's landscape of a sunset over a lake.
Maya, 19, you're the winner. Adam, what was it, 16?
Yeah.
16.
Oh, wow. Wow.
At the top of the show today, we heard from Courtney Klatt, who was a spectator at the Mark Makers Challenge. Shani Brook is hosting another Mark Makers competition. This time it'll be speed drawing. It's happening this Monday, March 13th at the Cambria Hotel and Suites in Traverse City. More details online at interlochenpublicradio.org. This is The Green Room. Thanks for tuning in this week. I'm Dan Wanshura, and this is Interlochen Public Radio.